This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. In tomorrow's news of this economy today, President-elect Biden's expected to announce his plans for another round of COVID relief tomorrow. It's likely to include $2,000 checks to individuals, extended unemployment benefits, more money to cities and states. And some Democratic members of Congress are pushing for Biden to include baby bonds, $1,000 for every newborn child as a way to help close the racial wealth gap. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that one.
The idea is that every baby in the U.S. would get a savings account at birth that the federal government would add to every year. How much would depend on a family's income. Once kids turn 18, they could use it to pay for college, buy a house, or start a business. Derek Hamilton is an economics professor at the New School.
It will ensure that regardless of the family you're born into, regardless of your race or your gender, you have some asset foundation by which to accumulate asset security.
White families in the U.S. typically have 10 times more wealth than Black families, according to a study from the Brookings Institution. And William Elliott, a social work professor at the University of Michigan, says baby bonds would help close that gap.
We can't make racism go away easily. We can't make gender inequality go away easily, right? But we can provide people with resources, and it has tangible effects on people's lives.
Those effects are more than just financial, says Michael Sheradin. He directs the Center for Social Development at Washington University.
The kids will do better educationally. Their social development will be higher at an earlier age. The parents are more engaged with their children's future.
Programs like this already exist in some states, including Maine, Pennsylvania, and Nebraska. The federal proposal would cost roughly $60 billion a year. David Neuville at the nonprofit Prosperity Now says more stimulus and unemployment should be the government's first priorities.
But if we really want to transform the economy in the long run, I think an investment like this is absolutely necessary to really begin to close that divide.
And with Democrats about to be in control in Washington, Neuville says he thinks baby bonds stand a real chance of passing. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.